There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls the string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night falls in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Back, my friends. Welcome back to Resurrect That Good Old Republic that we're trying to get back and get restored and up and running again with very little help from the top, because what I see is patriots getting rounded up left, right, and center all over the country for obscure, absurd, you know, aiding and abetting for posting public information from a court proceeding, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon who was just sitting in a hotel room, somebody else's hotel room, and there was somebody else's gun nearby. Not even in the guy's possession. I mean, you know, going to get your cattle back from a bunch of government thieves who stole your cattle. What, the people don't have the right to go and take their cattle back? Well, sure we do. And now, you know, Cliven Bundy's paying the price. Gary Hunt's paying the price. Tom LaCavara's paying the price. So we need to stand with them like we stood with Chris. One little disagreement I have with Chris, I am convinced it would have gone differently if the courtroom observers and the phone calls were not there. I've seen it happen. They had it out for Chris. Mm. And so we appreciate all the activism. So, and, you know, Eric, but that's all. Yeah.
Important to address that. I had a friend of mine who came over and visited me the day before yesterday that showed up at the court today, and I wasn't there. But he told me that he had received a call back. He had emailed in a letter in support of me. He's known me for about 15 years. And took exception with their insinuations that I was incompetent, that he'd known me for a long time, worked at his house, been a trusted employee, left access to his house, keys and stuff, never had anything come up missing, never any complaints at all, the work was always done well, there when awesome. I was supposed to be, and basically and stood up for me. And he did get a call back from Judge Jennifer P. Tagliati's office.
He did.
I have to tell you, let me tell you this, Eric, this is important. Jennifer P. Tagliati today, when the prosecution attorney for the state, the county, made the allegations and questioned my veracity, my integrity, my credulity, that means honesty, about where I was at and doing what I was doing at the federal court. In fact, one of the things he verbally, I guess, said, according to witnesses that were there, was, "What's he doing at the federal court?" I guess he was wondering out loud, and wheels were probably turning, because he was there with the other prosecutor, the tag team.
But oh, boy.
Jennifer Tagliati, the competency judge, she actually spoke up for me when I wasn't there, and admitted that I had attended a couple of times. I'd always been prompt, polite, courteous, respectful. And I one told me, she said, competent, although her suggestions at least tacitly imply competency, because somebody that was not competent wouldn't act in that fashion.
Close enough,
and,
yeah.
I mean, it was very
That's good. I reported that. Yeah, before you came on, Chris, I reported that, and so because I remember you told me that after or during our phone call earlier today, and so yeah, that was really good news. I mean, she did the right thing. She ensured that your due process was going to be ensured. There was no reason to believe that you were not at the federal courthouse filing with the higher court for a cease and desist type of thing or a stay or whatever it's how you titled it. But that's really good. That's good news.
Well,
so
that's a really important point. If anybody is embroiled in these situations, it's always there's things that come up. And it happens with attorneys all the time. They may have a golf date. They may have a hot date. They may have a dinner date. They may have a school thing with their children or something else, and they have a court date that conflicts, and they call up and they got extenuating, mitigating circumstances or something's come up, and they're being unavoidably detained is their line. Well, sometimes there are reasonable, real, objective justifications for being unavoidably detained that might be beyond your scope and sphere of control, as it was mine today.
Sure.
I didn't break the internet system. I didn't blow the wind last night to make the phone lines break down. It was not anything I did. I'm just a victim of circumstance. And
well, right. No, it's,
so
it
if we
out.
Communicate, right, what I was saying is if we communicate with the courts or the clerks, and let them know what's going on, what's happening, and we're being honest, generally, at least. I mean, I guess some people will make up stories, but I've got no reason to lie about things like that. I don't have the privilege to lie. We have an obligation,
right.
Scriptures, not to bear false witness against our neighbors. And even though they
Good
may
point.
Give themselves the privilege to tell untruths habitually, and pre-professional liars or untruth tellers, as they call themselves nicely, it doesn't mean that it's written out of the book of life that's being kept up above by the great watchman who is keeping account of all these things and making a list of checking it twice and wanting to find out who's been naughty and who's been nice.
Yep. Well, that's overall excellent news. I mean, the thing's not completely gone yet, but it's the important thing was that they're not going to use the psychiatric system and this implication that patriots are mentally ill to, you know, and get away with it. And so the light of day was shined on that, and that's really nice of your friend to write you a letter. Appreciate anybody who called. I know several people who called and wrote emails and stuff. So I think, you know, once again, we all hang together or we all hang separately. So good news so far, so good. And of course we got Gary Hunt going through his situation in California. Gary just got arrested by the marshals for simply posting public information, Chris. I don't know if you caught that earlier because you came in a little late. But
I've been listening to Gary Marshall. This is an egregious miscarriage of justice. I think I mentioned on call last night, a case called City of Houston, Texas versus Hill.
Yeah.
It's a First Amendment freedom of speech case. But it's not in this case as it is with Gary Hunt, where he was actually being a journalist reporting information that was already in the public airways and had been released. And Anna Von Braun is coming back and trying to reinvent circumstances, unwind the clock, and pretend that it isn't out in the public space and trying to hold him accountable like it was not released and published in an open view of everybody, which is absolutely preposterous, and it shows her to be a malicious, bad-faith, black-robe terrorist who is revising history to make malicious prosecution, which is extreme ultra-virus, and that should be an R60B withdrawal for abuse of judicial discretion and oppression.
Well, and the one that's even more applicable than that is the New York Times versus the United States, I believe it was. And it was the case was generically known as the Pentagon Papers, in which they ruled that the press has every right, and reporters have every right to release names. It really released a lot of the restrictions that the government was claiming on the release. So that's an important case for him to bring up. The New York Times versus, I think it's the New York Times Company or Corporation versus the United States. I think that's what it was called. But just type into your search engine the Pentagon Papers if anybody wants to look that up. I was just doing some research today. That one came out and bit me. That one was really tight. That's very much directly applies to his case because they're talking about releasing the names of confidential informants or classified information. And the information released in the Pentagon Papers was way more I mean, you can make the case it was way more restricted and classified, and you know, than these simple leaves. Some FBI confidential informants who were at the refuge came out, used their names in court, told how much money they got, and effectively removed any ability to disguise or remain anonymous. I mean, it's all ended right there at the trial. So this is really, they know that Gary Hunt is not attempting to release classified information or anything like that. He's simply posting what's public, and so they don't like that. And also, Gary's a respected reporter. Once again, it's like Chris. They knew Chris wasn't mentally incompetent. And so, you know, if we tell them that we know that they know what the truth is, you know, we just have to call them on it. That's really all it is. That's why the phone calls actually a lot of times, you know, help. They really do, because once we call them on it, we say, hey, we know that you know that Chris isn't mentally ill. You're playing the scam on the Patriots here, trying to round up the dissenters and prop up the unproppable with coat hangers and duct tape, this incorporated government and maritime admiralty court system that treats everybody like a military conscript, and a fiduciary instrument. So if anybody wants to join in, the number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. A couple of things to report. Studio 1776, which is an affiliate that I work with, has been blocked by Facebook. So I guess we hit the big time. You can still get, I mean, they're not blocking any access to the website. You can still go there. But you can't get there through Facebook. When you try to get, what's that, Mike? Very good. Thanks, Mike. I heard you just fine there. Perfect. We got our audio back.
Little thing for you there, Eric.
And I appreciate Mike on the board. Mike, sometimes if I can't hear him or he can't, I mean, we work it out, and Mike's doing a great job. So thanks. We got Tom in Utah back. We'll get to Tom in 1 second. I just wanted to report that Facebook is blocking access to the Studio 1776 website through Facebook. So, I mean, what a bunch of idiots. You would think they'd want to at least be able to track, trace, and database the people going to the website and use Facebook to do it. They're just shutting it off. I mean, we must be a real threat. They must be scared to death of their website. And so now, when people see this website is blocked because it has malice,
The truth is too scary to tolerate. We're afraid of the truth. Don't tell us the truth.
Yeah. They run like a bunch of scared little girls running off. And nothing against the women. I've noticed a lot of women patriots coming forward lately and very impressed about that. And so anyway, Studio, if you go to Facebook and you're in the Facebook system and you try to get to the website through Facebook, they block it. And they say, this website contains malice. Beware. And so what are people going to do? The first thing they're going to do is log out of Facebook and go around and go onto the website directly. I mean, there you go. They just gave up a whole buttload of traffic. And I mean, this just sounds so stupid on their part. I mean, you would think that's great. Okay, so now people are going to get out of Facebook, and they're just going to go right to the website to see what all this malice stuff is. And they'll see that we recently added an addition to our web presence called Patriots Helping Patriots. And I got the idea from Daniel, who has single parents helping single parents. I said, wow, how about a combination of Daniel's single parents thing and then Lori being stuck in Oregon without a place to stay and desperately needing a place, Texas Lori, to be near Tom during his upcoming trial in Oregon. And so I figured, wow, we ought to have something online where patriots can get together and network, you know, kind of like, you know, if you want to just use the word, the Facebook of the patriot community, not with all that type of extra stuff, but at least a place where you can leave your name and number or your email and say, hey, I'm a patriot here. Anybody who needs anything or I can help anybody, you know, or, you know, if anybody's willing to help me in my situation, two-way street, patriots helping patriots, back and forth. Perfect. Everybody helping each other. So it seemed very suspicious that within, I think, 24 hours after us posting that domain and that kind of little addition, that we got the big slambo by Facebook. They slammed the door in our face. And now you got to log out of Facebook, everybody. Okay, so you're going to have to log out of Facebook now. They'll be losing how many more people? Okay, great. And then they'll go to see what all the big stir is and what all the malice is, all this freedom talk from all these patriots. Oh, my gosh. And this is not, Studio 1776 is not, you know, we're not, there's not, like, talk about revolution and militias and guns and stuff, although I support all the above. But we're not focused on that. We're kind of just, we're doing radio, blogs, we're doing radio interviews, we're posting a lot of the same content that we have at Courtroom Watch, and we're kind of creating, you know, kind of a mirror image of that over at Studio 1776, but with the addition of, like, the radio presence. So we kind of kicked it off tonight. So we set up a, we've got a blog talk, show under Studio 1776, and we have a, on top of, we have a new YouTube channel for Courtroom Watch. So if you type in Courtroom Watch, you know, hopefully people will start seeing not only the website, courtroomwatch.com, but they'll see, you know, the Courtroom Watch YouTube channel, where we're going to just start. I mean, we just started tonight. I did an hour live. We broadcast it live to 5,000 or 6,000 people on Facebook. And now he's posting it on the YouTube channel, as well as his other websites like the Anti-Illuminati Party. And of course, you know, courtroomwatch.com, and hopefully he'll get it up at the Single Parents Helping Single Parents website. They've been really hip. I was kind of, you know, wondering, where the single parents people signing up going to be, are they going to be down with all this? Are they going to be cool with all this, you know, talk about the witch's court and the hardcore, you know, the admiralty system and the incorporated government and the corruption and, you know, the kidnappings by the marshals of patriots. And, you know, they've been really cool about it. They know what's going on. A lot of them have run-ins in the court themselves. It comes for everybody. That's why you can't be scared to make the phone call and go hide in your cabin in the woods and pretend you're going to take the battery out of your phone and then nobody's going to know who you are, where you are if you don't go online. And that's the losing battle. Get online. Go down to the public library. Do some research. Put some information out there that's going to be, you know, that's going to be valuable to people. So we got Studio 1776 and the Courtroom Watch YouTube channel kind of up and running. So you know, we're going to try to coordinate simulcast or at least reposting of certain radio shows on that. So anyway, just wanted to let people know that the presence is expanding. This has been a busy week. It's been a busy week, and just wanted people to know that we're doing the best we can to steer good information in people's direction and encourage them to activism as well. So, Tom in Utah, you're back. What do you have to share with us tonight?
I don't know. You got to be in hypoxia.
I don't even want to know what that is, but I got a good idea. Go ahead.
Run out of oxygen. Anyway,
I ran out of oxygen years ago. I'm running on adrenaline and the good Lord. Is it? Praise be the Lord. So go ahead, Tom.
Well, I just want to encourage people listening that they can do a... Last night while everybody was snoozing, I was on the phone weaseling my way into Coast to Coast with George Norrie and onto Red Eye Radio and... And early this morning, I was on an interview with Joel Skousen. Does anybody know who Joel Skousen is?
Sure do. Yeah, he's either the son or the grandson of Cleon Skousen, the famous author of what, The Naked Communist or The Anti-Communist, something. Joel's one of the foremost researchers, investigators, preparation specialists. He specializes in building secured compounds and homes for people who want to kind of prepare. And he's an airline pilot. He was a former pilot in Vietnam, I believe. He's a great patriot. He's really hip to what's going on the global level. And he'll basically, I mean, I can condense it just so people know who he is. Tom, give me 1 second. I'll give it right back to you. But he's generally of the information, and it's good solid. It's the plan of the globalists to lead the United States of America into a third world war against Russia and China, in which the Chinese and the Russians, either together or independently, will launch nuclear weapons on all our military bases and some of the major cities. So, in effect, not with the intent of invading and occupying the soil, because they know they'll never get away with that, but they just want to take us off the world stage. And then he's predicting that China is going to betray Russia and attack them from their rear, and try to get it all, and then Russia is going to release its secret weapons, and we're going to release our secret weapons, and, you know, that pretty much sounds like Armageddon to me. But, okay, so Tom, did I hit it right? That's about what Joel Skelton reports on, and all
okay.
kinds of good information.
Yeah, but what I want to tell you and the listeners, with a little bit of effort, you get through to some of these personalities. Joel Skousen, of course, is respected by Alex Jones, a couple of the others like, Michael Savage and Sean Hannity. So,
yeah.
As I was discussing things on air with Joel Skousen this morning about 7:30, our time.
Awesome.
He picked up on the importance of these cases, and I told him to check out courtroomwatch.com or deonia.org too, or no?
Either one will get you there. They both
okay, good.
The same. You can type in either. Yep, you're all set.
Yeah,
thank
good.
You.
I always recommend that people buy the extensions that are the common extensions. When you buy a name, buy them all.
Right.
No, by the U.S., the .org, the .com. But anyway, Joel Skousen is really interested in this case, and we had quite a bit of discussing Chris as well as Gary Hart. He'd already heard the news on Gary Hart. So we discussed right. Gary Hart on the air along with Tom Lacombaro.
Right. Oh, good.
And so Joel is a vehicle to get this message wider. I also was asking for people in the Nevada listening audience that could hear us to get to that radio station that I was interviewed on about 15 years ago, if it's still there. Tropicana, just off of Tropicana, and about 10 or 15 blocks south of the Strip. So I try to tell people anywhere you're at, if you have a talk radio station, get on that talk radio station. Talk about these stories. And if you can, weasel your way into, Coast to Coast and to Red Eye Radio, any program out there. I know there's a lot in KFI has several talk programs. So if you've got
wow.
a talk radio anywhere in your area, get on there and just get the website out. If nothing else, go in there and punch the website out. And see, Joel
nice.
Skousen is reading that website as we speak.
Oh, nice work, Thomas. Wow. God bless you. That's great. That's going to help Chris. It's going to help Gary Hunt. It's Gary Hunt. It's easy to call him Gary Hart. Gary Hart's the old congressman, I think, from Colorado. This is Gary Hunt, just so people are clear. H-U-N-T.
Oh, did I say Gary Hart? No, Gary,
you
Gary
did,
Hunt.
I've done the same thing. Wow, that is great news, Tom. Way to go, man. I tell you, if everybody was as persistent and as just calm and straight shooter and well-spoken as you, man, we'd win this overnight. Everybody do what Tom did. Get the word out there, and publicize these cases. We're the only outfit that's really helping people specifically. Everybody gets blocked. Somebody
what
hit
was
the
that?
Redial. So, it's okay. Anyway, so many people are. This is just great. If people can get the word out there, we can force multiply. That's the word I was looking for. All of a sudden, your voice becomes 1,000 voices. You handle
yes,
jury nullification out. You get 50 out of those jury nullification flyers out, and that maybe goes to 5,000 people if somebody posts it in a popular spot. This can just really grow, and this really helps people. So thank you for helping us, everybody out there who's making the phone calls, sending the emails. It does make a difference. They're going to destroy the Patriots without the public pressure. So it really does help. When the court gets 500 phone calls and 50 emails and 5, 6, 7, 8 people show up in court for an obscure small case and all of a sudden now it's not an obscure small case, and now Joel Skousen is talking about it. If it goes properly, I may have an appearance on Hagman and Hagman, which is another very popular internet radio show, and they do great work.
Good job.
So I got a call from their people the other day, and that was a hookup from Minuteman Stove. So let me thank Lane at Minuteman Stove again for that hookup. He also got some orders come in from some of our people, so the money's starting to flow a little bit toward Minuteman Stove. Cool little steel cook stove that you can use for either steady use or you know, emergencies, and I urge people to check it out at MinutemanStove.com. So that was a cool hookup. So that expands us out. We'll get out to Hagman and Hagman if everything goes right. I got one more phone call if they want to talk to me once more before we go on. But, you know, I don't think they mind me mentioning that because it's been publicity for them too. So we all kind of get networking together, and we all try to get along, you know, get as close to, let's get to the issues that we can agree upon, and then realize some uncomfortable truths, like both political parties are not political parties anymore. And this is what kind of drives me a little bit. Go ahead, Tom.
I just want to ask Chris one question.
Go right ahead.
Chris, were you able to get through to Janine Hansen, Eagle Farm, Nevada?
I did, but she's in northern Nevada, several hundred miles away from our location, although her brother is Joel Hansen of Hansen and Rasmussen Attorneys, who I happen to have some knowledge because I had read the brief. Joel Hansen represented Clive and Bundy and filed a suit against Barack Hussein Obama, Roy Reed, Harry Reed, and a couple of other of their partners. I think Gloria Navarro also, as I recall, for obstruction of rights. Of course, imagine this. I know you'll have a hard time grasping this. That in the federal courts, he couldn't get any traction, even being a very highly regarded attorney.
Go figure. Wow.
Well, what I want you to realize is, even though Janine Hansen may not be local to Las Vegas, there is a pipeline that she opens up. So you never know who you talk to. You never know who they can get to. So you always take that chance.
Yes.
I'm just telling
plant
people
that,
listening.
Yes, good point. Plant that seed, and God will give the increase. Excellent point. We're coming up on a break, so I'm looking at my clock here. It's 27. As soon as we hit 28, I'm going to start going to the commercial because I don't want to be talking into the break again.
Yeah, and my so battery's dying, too.
I appreciate people bearing with me out there. I'm not, you know, normally a radio talk show host. I'm more of a kind of an activist and observer, but I'm getting the hang of this, and I appreciate all our listeners out there tuning in. You are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I want to thank John Stattmiller, and I want to thank Mike on the board. These are the guys who really, you know, make it happen. And then all you listeners out there can support the network by supporting the sponsors, and you can support the activists and the individual talk show hosts by their individual operation. Ours is courtroomwatch.com. You want to support? Great. And you sure use the help. It keeps me being able to do this stuff kind of 24/7 as I needed to do this week for a whole bunch of cases that just are piling up. So we're going to a break. Stay with us. We got Chris in Vegas, Gary Blackwell's waiting in the wings to chime in with his words of wisdom. And we appreciate everybody listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
Let me tell you how it's gonna work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs, we're gonna redistribute when we make our big tax. Hey, sit back down, don't be a jerk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Thank you for joining us, my good friends. Thank you for joining us, friends and fellow freedom screamers. Appreciate you staying with us on Resurrect that Good Old Republic. We got Tom in Utah. I want to thank you, Tom, for getting the word out, as you have this week, for Chris and for Gary Hunt and the word in general, as well as specific. That's really cool that you went on Joel Skousen. So let's give another plug for Joel Skousen. He has a great operation. It's S-K-O-U-S-E-N, if I'm not mistaken. S-K-O-U-S-E-N. His first name is Joel, J-O-E-L. A great researcher. He's the best. I would love to have him on as a guest. Maybe sometime we can get around to that. So fantastic research. He's, you know, not only does he, I mean, he also, what I didn't quite complete the thought before, he's also a, you know, a daily and weekly researcher into international affairs, military affairs, intelligence situations, geopolitical positionings and maneuverings. He's really, really sharp. He'd probably be the main guy I'd say go to for international, for analysis, for information, factual. You know, if you want to see where the recent military contracts are going, go to James, J-A-N-E-S, and if you want analysis, go to Joel Skousen. James has all the details. You know, Army sustainability is needs improvements. Saab buys Swordfish for a Marine Patrol aircraft. Romania buys 20 more F-16s. that the real details of the intelligence review is pretty well founded, James, and I'm sure Joel Skousen reviews all that stuff as well. But he's got great analysts. He can really put the pieces, the global chessboard is really laid out very well and made understandable by Joel Skousen. So I can't say enough about that, and I'm so glad. Thanks, Mike. I'm so glad we have the interest, his interest in these matters that we're. Anything else, Tom? We got another caller. Can you throw out anything else before you go, Tom? Oh, okay. Tom Split. Tom, you. Thank you. Got it. So, Tom, thank you. Let me first of all, anybody who's on with us as a guest, could you please put yourself on mute? This is kind of our standard operating procedure, and I try to do the same thing when somebody else takes over the microphone, so to speak. I put myself on mute. That's why sometimes it takes me a minute to chime back in. I got to remove my mute. But if everybody can do that, that's helpful. We may be getting a little bit of feedback on our board. So if everybody can help out in that arena, that would be huge. So we appreciate that. And, Tom, thank you so much. I just wanted to thank Tom again for getting our word out to Joel Skousen. That's a great, great asset and force multiplier, so to speak, really. And we need his help. We need everybody in on this because if they can come for Chris on a psychiatric hold because he's a patriot, they can come for all of us and do that. They can come for Tom and claim that he's possessing something that wasn't even near him, let alone in his hand, you know, in a room that wasn't his. You know, I mean, they can do that to any one of us. Gary Hunt, what a great reporter. The Burns Chronicles, I want to say that once again. People, please help out Gary Hunt. You'll read about his episode here. He's a great reporter, just like kind of like John Lamb, who we have on almost, you know, on a regular basis, giving us updates. Gary Hunt as well is now incarcerated. Because he wouldn't remove stuff from the internet, and actually, it really wasn't even that. The charge that he's actually got arrested for was not showing up in court. Once again, you may want to consider just going to court and facing the witch's court, eye to eye, so to speak. And we the courtroom observers and the courtroom watch, will help people do that. At least we'll try to help you with some phone calls, publicize your case, get you as a guest spot on one of these radio shows where you can come on and share your situation with the rest of the country, and then people will realize that they're not alone when they're going through this stuff, and we can't let anybody else be alone. Once again, we hang together, or we shall indeed hang separately. So if anybody wants to chime in, we got some openings here. We got 20 minutes or a little longer, 23 minutes. The number is 800-313-9443. I'm feeling kind of good tonight. That number is 800-313-9443. Feeling pretty good because at least Chris, you know, we got Chris. I mean, Chris is at least home sleeping in his own bed tonight. And they, you know, this is very scary what's going on. Can you imagine being facing the possibility of having the court lock you up in a psychiatric ward and then forcibly medicating you to where you didn't know what your name was? Bad situation. So thank God the judge did the right thing. Okay, great. We got two callers holding, but once again, I just want to thank Judge Jennifer Togliatti for doing the right thing. I want to thank her for standing up. I want to thank her for standing up because here we're not just coming in and saying they're a bunch of witches and they all suck. I mean, if they want to start doing the right thing, God, that would be a miracle from Jesus. My greatest hope and prayer is that the people who are doing the evil deeds repent, and then also repent not only in the kind of privacy of their own home, but then turn from their wicked ways overtly and in public, where they will start just at least, you know, if nothing else, slow down the tyranny and hopefully get the gears turning toward righteousness and justice in the court, real justice. And the courts are going to have to accept, look, they wouldn't be, those judges and the prosecutors and the DAs and the bar members, none of them would be in the position they are of really nice, comfortable lives, making a lot of money, beautiful houses, great cars, families, and the whole smash. If it weren't for people like us who fought in the trenches and got her done at the common law level and really put this republic on its feet, it really wasn't done by the elites. They can steer things and manipulate things. And once in a while, orchestrate something that's good and positive. There were some good founding fathers. There were some bad ones. So So once again, I want to thank the judge, Jennifer Togliatti, for doing the right thing and not doing the wrong thing, and they're coming close to doing the right thing. The words she used were fairly positive and indicates that they're probably going to back off the psychiatric accusations, and so they should, and so that's good news. And so Chris is sleeping in his own bed tonight, a free man, and he can work out the rest of his case in the witch's court, and we'll talk about that as his proceedings and appearances come down the road. But this really scary one of the Alexander Solzhenitsyn-style lock them up because they're mentally ill patriots, That had to be shut down, and it was, and that's why, I went really extremely into this case here, because this is scary, man. This could happen to any one of us, and it's very simple. They just issue a ruling from the court that you're mentally incompetent, and then they take you away, man, without even a criminal action. So this is why I'm always saying the medical tyranny is the worst. All the other tyrannies, the witch's court tyranny, the prison tyranny, the military-industrial complex, the pharmaceutical-industrial complex, the educational-industrial complex, the media-industrial complex, they all feed the medical tyranny. That's where the real danger is. And we can get into that on another show. So we got two callers on the line. Let's take our first caller. Who do we have? Mr. Fort Worth, how are you? Is it Ken is your name, sir?
Yeah, Ken, hey, breaking news. Congressman from Alabama, a guy named Mo, put in a one-page bill today to repeal Obamacare. They still went. They don't even have a number on it yet.
Good. Great information. We appreciate that update because we need to repeal. Here's the problem I had with Trump is he was coming out even on the campaign trail and saying we need to replace Obamacare. We need to repeal Obamacare and replace it with something that works. And all we got was this kind of substitute that wasn't really any better. We really need a repeal, and then that's it. Keep the government out of people's health care because we know what happens. It feeds the medical tyranny, like I was just talking about.
It came out today.
Good. Anything else, Ken?
Hey,
any other comments?
I'm trying to keep track of these Marines over in Syria. Hey, if you go to Sputnik, you can see some video of those Marines over there. I'm trying to put two and two together, but it looks like they're working their way to this dam where they make electricity, and maybe the bad guys are holding it, and they want to take it back and maybe turn Syria back into for the people that come back,
Excellent analysis. It could very well be that power plant, that dam. What also comes to my mind, I think the book is called Water Wars. And much of what we see, almost according to this author, I heard an interview with, I think it was a woman, I can't remember, this is several years ago, this is not a new book, it's been around for a few years. I think it's called Water Wars, and in it, the author makes the contention that what you're seeing in the Middle East is not about oil, obviously not about terror, because that's all staged with mercenaries, but it's not about oil either, it's about water, and it's not about...
Good point. Hey, go to Sputnik and see what you find.
Excellent. Ken, thank you so much for that.
Later.
Sputnik,
bye-bye.
Appreciate that. Keep in touch. Bye-bye. All right, let's go to our next caller. Who do we have up next, Mike? Mr. Missouri, is it Jim? Hello, Jim in Missouri. Are you there? Whoever we have in Missouri,
can you hear me okay?
Yeah, what's your name, sir?
Jim.
It is Jim. Excellent. How are you tonight, Jim, from Missouri?
Well, I'm doing okay, and I'm really proud of what you're doing.
Thank you.
It's very interesting that one of the previous callers got a hold of Joel Skousen. Our biggest problem that we have is that we're not all connected. Because, as soon as he said Joel Skousen, I'm thinking, well, where's Edwin Vieira? I don't know if you know who that is.
Yeah, I've heard of him. Yep, these are some big names. Yep.
Okay. So I'm thinking Oath Keepers. I'm thinking Constitution Club. I'm thinking of all these organizations out there. We're so separated, and we shouldn't be separated. I mean, you got your own website.
You just gave me a great idea.
If there was any way that we could build a hub just a hub. These organizations.
Yeah,
that's what we need, because you know, I think I heard you say earlier, yeah, we had X amount of hundreds of people call. Well, it should have been 50,000.
Yep, that's what we're looking for. You hit it right on the head. I don't know if you were listening earlier tonight, but we have just recently created that exact. I'm really glad you brought this up, because I want to bring it up. This gives me a chance to mention it again. We have built that hub. As simple as it is, it's just a steel wheel with no rubber on it yet, but it's called Patriots Helping Patriots, and it's up. It's up at. I'm gonna have to put a blog up and announce that now that you brought this up. And you gave me a great idea, because there needs to be a central place like a Facebook of Patriots where people can go, like the Facebook of the Freedom Movement, where people can go and network as Patriots, and groups can come with individuals, and people can just pile up. They can help each other. They can network. They can meet for coffee. They can have meetings at their local wherever. And this is how it's done. So let's try to see what we can do about. Here's an idea. Could everybody out there, since it's all set up already, and that's really simple, it's just a place where you can, it's almost like you're going to leave it in the comment section, but just leave your information so people can, you know, and obviously it's going to be public up there, so, you may not want to give out your home address yet, but, you know, put up an email or a phone number in your name of a patriot in Missouri or Texas or New York. Here's, I live in this county, and I'm just looking for other fellow patriots, type of thing. And then you know you're not going to get interfered with or scorned at or let, you know, looked down upon. There's going to be a whole bunch of other patriots there, hopefully soon. Meanwhile, why doesn't everybody send an email to the big Edwin Vieira, Joel Skousen, Mike Rivero, Alex Jones, you know, whoever, Joyce, whoever you like, and you think they're a big name in the freedom movement, you know, send them. Say, please, could you please put your contact information up and loan your support to Patriots Helping Patriots. And as we get some resources, in which we have like none right now, like way none, hopefully that'll change if people choose to donate. But as we get more resources, we can expand the website, we can add pages, we can add content, we can add, you know, a more intricate way of people posting their private information and then maybe being able to be accessed if, you know, there was a contact and you were comfortable with that person. We can expand and develop and you know, build further onto that. But we just so you know, we're trying. We're trying to do exactly what you just said and have a central hub. So I appreciate you being interested in that.
Let me go a little bit further. Okay, so
sure.
So you guys brought this out this idea out on your show. Okay. Mike, the board operator, somebody needs to make a call to John Statmiller and say all the hosts that are on RBN need to start promoting this. And that's a simple email from John to all the hosts. Hey, start directing people to this website and get everybody signed up. We need to be reaching out to the Oath Keepers. There's so many websites out there, but the reason why this idea came to my head is because if you listen to John Statmiller at all, I pay attention to the opposition. And so I am on the email. My email is on moveon.org.
Right.
And
Black Lives Matter, also, George Soros.
they also have, they've created, are you familiar with meetup.com?
Yes, that's a good one. Yep, that's a good place to go.
Okay,
people should go there and get networking,
Meetup.com, I got a notice, because I used Meetup during Ron Paul's run, and that was that was the best tool I ever found.
Yeah.
They've got this group called Resist. And I get these emails all the time, and they're just resisting everything. And they're part of MoveOn.org, and we need the same thing. We need the same thing, but going to even further, because all they're doing is just going out and they're bickering about whatever they can bicker about. They don't even understand.
Exactly.
And We needed the same thing. We needed the same thing. And I'm not going to say from a conservative point or a Republican point, because I don't even count them anymore. This is the freedom movement. This is the freedom movement. This is for freedom, liberty. I can't stand the Republicans as much as I can't stand the Democrats.
I'm glad you said that. As I was saying before, they're no longer political parties, people. They're private corporations, and we all need to encourage, especially some of the other talk show hosts, not on this network but others, to call them what they are, the Democratic Corporation, not the Democrat Party. Very important. And Republicans as well.
Well, they're not for us. So they're not for the common folk. So, but, we need to push this. What'd you call it? Patriots helping patriots?
PatriotsHelpingPatriots.com. It's attached up. We're going to make it a little more conspicuous. I know that this is, you said something very important in this phone call. You said the major problem we're lacking. So ergo, the inverse of that is, if we build that, the major asset we're going to have, and the system knew this, as soon as we put Patriot, and the guy who posted it said, I know it's because of this, and he said, as soon as he put up Patriot, Facebook blocked us as soon as they saw Patriots helping Patriots. So anyway, people are going to have to log out of Facebook and go right to our website. Courtroom Watch, Patriots Helping Patriots, and Studio 1776, all of them being built and fortified and expanded right now as we speak. And we're really going to try to kick this into overdrive, since the government is coming down so hard and heavy on so many patriots like Tom LaCavara, Gary Hunt, Cliven Bundy, the Amish farmer, Pete Santilli, you know the whole list. Hey, you know what you can do, my friend? Send out to those organizations and those names, can you send them a link to our stuff? That would be great. Get their email, go to their website, go to the Contact Us part on their website, Skelson, Vieira, whoever, and send them an email and say, please, I bring this website to your attention because they're helping people out of some seriously unlawful activity.
That are in trouble.
And here's their stuff. That would be a big help, my friend.
I will do that, but Mike, board operator, take note of this. Let John Statmiller know. Let's get all the hosts to start promoting this, just to go visit it and register, whatever. And, there's just so much that needs to be done, but we've got it.
We've got the hub now.
So many, everybody that calls in on Republic Broadcasting knows what's going on.
Right.
If you haven't noticed that, it's incredible. Like Chris out in Vegas, he knows what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. It's a joke that they're playing games with him.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, and you hit it. That's great. I would love to have all the other talk show hosts supporting what I and we are trying to do with the specific case help activism and the most egregious of cases with the pressure and the phone blitz and just getting the word out there. But I encourage that. Send those guys an email if you can. And I've been so busy I haven't been able to really promote my stuff like I'd like to. I'm trying to help people in the meantime. So if you all out there, including yourself, Ken, can help by sending emails to those other, because I know I don't have a chance to always listen to the other talk shows. I catch a little here and there, a couple minutes here, 15 minutes here, half an hour there in between other duties. So they may not know about this broadcast presence, and so alert them to it.
Well,
say,
I'm sure the majority of them don't. That's why we need to notify them.
Yep, you all can participate in that. This would be a huge help if everybody listening to what Ken is saying right now and chip in by sending a few emails out and promoting and getting the word out to try to network the Courtroom Watch in with everything else. So that would be just a fantastic help. Ken, thank you so much. Anything else?
That's all I got, buddy.
Buddy, that was plenty. You did great. And get those emails
keep
out
doing
to
what
anybody,
you're doing.
Anybody and everybody you can. And I appreciate it. Thank
I
you
will.
Once again. Check in with us next week, would you? Great call.
Sounds
I think
good.
I heard Mike
okay.
One more call. Mike, is that true? Sure, appreciate that. Yep, the other hosts are welcome to, that would be great. What a blessing that would be to have everybody pull together under, you know, kind of in a unified effort to help people like Chris and like Gary Hunt now. We're kind of going to bring Gary, we got one down, we got another one now. It pops up, Gary Hunt. This is who we want to help now. Gary, in Michigan, did you have something you wanted to add, my sir?
No, I'm good. I really appreciate the program. It was just great. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, thank you for being here. It's really great and comforting to know that you're in the waiting in the wings with words of wisdom, and we appreciate your presence here. Thank you so much for just giving your time and your wise words to all of us. And so we're approaching up the end of the show here. We don't have any other callers, so I'm just going to take the last couple minutes to encourage people to stay activist. Psalms 94:16 says, "Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity?" I don't think God was looking for people to say, "Not me, no one, forget that." I don't think he was looking for that answer. I think he was looking for a call to action to all of us. So, please go to courtroomwatch.com. Participate in the phone blitz when you see phone numbers. Right now, the mission for Gary Hunt is to publicize what he was publicizing, real simple. John Lamb's doing it. They've had over 500 people share it. We got the word out on another broadcast tonight, earlier tonight, on Studio 1776. Hopefully some of those people will respond. Post. Right now we need to cover Gary's rear end by posting that type of stuff. It's not illegal to post it. It's public information. They just arrested him for not showing up in court for a show cause hearing. So you're going to, now if anybody out there gets a letter saying, take down your posts, you have the option to take it down or leave it up. Pull it down if you want to be safe. Leave it up if you want to resist. And make sure you call me, because I'm going to want to know all about it and help you in any way I can. So we're courtroomwatch.com. I could sure use your help. It keeps my activism going. I don't usually ask for money. It's not my favorite thing to do, but, you know, unless I earn it. This week I earned it. I spent many, many hours trying to put things together for everybody out there to have a hub they can go to, Patriots Helping Patriots. Place they can go to for phone blitzes to help people like Chris and Gary Hunt and Tom LaCavara. More radio broadcast presence coming out on Studio 1776, because Lori's going to come back eventually. Tom LaCavara's going to come back eventually. And I sure would like to not just give up. I'd like to keep going, you know, either with this network or whatever else we can get going. So we're kind of, you know, keeping Studio 1776 alive as kind of, I guess, a place for me to go when I get booted off the field, and the second string quarterback, Lori Anderson, comes back, and the third string quarterback, Eric the Freedom Screamer, throwing the Hail Mary pass, will keep going and keep on running with your support. So go to courtroomwatch.com. I have a funding page there. If you have a debit card, you can put in $5 here, $10 there. It would be awesome. I would really appreciate it. Your couple of dollars does matter. So, and if you'd like to participate by the old mail, it's Eric Jones, Box 45, Angelica, New York, ANGELICA, 14709. That's P.O. Box 45, like the 45th President, Donald Trump, and it's in Angelica. Angel with an ICA at the end. Angelica, New York, 14709. I appreciate the people who have communicated with me. Thank you to Steve in Kansas and everybody else who sent me a letter and a donation. It really helped. If I could get more people participating, that would be greatly appreciated. Thank you again. This is Resurrect the Republic. Don't forget it. It's not a democracy. We'll see you next time on the RBN Network. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. Thanks, Gary, Chris, Tom, Ken, everybody who called in and participated in the phone books for Chris. He's sleeping home a freedman tonight because of you all out there. Thank you, and praise be the Lord. See you next time on the RBN Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.